This is WKAR Online. People join book clubs for all kinds of reasons, to socialize, to read books they wouldn't normally read, or to hear opinions that are different from their own. In one book club in East Lansing, members are reading about how to deal with their personal problems and live a happier life. WKAR's Gretchen Millick reports on the Better Living Book Club.
Every first Monday of the month, about 14 women gather at the East Lansing Library for the Better Living Book Club. It's the brainchild of librarian Robin Rushbrook. A couple of years ago, she noticed that the two most popular books in her book club were the ones that sparked readers to change their lives. They were In Defense of Food by Michael Pollan and My Stroke of Insight by Jill Bolte Taylor.
They were books that shared part of the author's personality and how to live your life better. And so I thought, you know, I like self-help. I have a background in psychology. And I thought, oh, okay, let's try this and see what happens. I think this might be good.
Rushbrook started checking websites and book reviews, looking for books that encourage healthy lifestyles and also psychological and spiritual growth.
For the more spiritual ones, I try to make sure it's not too out there. It's giving us pragmatic information as well as things that are more inspirational or spiritual in nature.
This month's book is Trust Your Vibes by Sonia Choquette, a psychic who writes about how to get in touch with your intuition. Rushbrook admits it's unconventional.
It is a little out there, but this is actually one of the more reasonable and sane and grounded Develop Your Intuition books that I found. And it was requested by the group that we read something on developing intuition. And I think it's really good. It's very practical. It's very down to earth. It's not woo.
It's just the kind of book that Colleen Stribley likes. She's one of the original members of the Better Living Book Club.
The very first book was titled The Happiness Project. It was January of 2011. It was a freezing cold evening, and I thought, you know, that just appeals to me, a happiness. And there were something like 14, 15 women came, and they said, this is just what I need.
Throughout the year, the group has read books about gratitude, compassion, stress, relaxation, and mindful eating. Cheryl Pritikin also joined the club a year ago.
I had actually been diagnosed with breast cancer, and after I got done with treatment, I was looking for alternative ways to help myself heal in more than one aspect, mentally, physically, all that. And I just happened to see a notice in the paper about this, and I thought, okay, this is step one.
Pritikin says she was looking for inspiration and was surprised to find it in My Year with Eleanor by Noelle Hancock. The author found the courage to face her fears with Eleanor Roosevelt as her guide. Robin Rushbrook says the book that affected her the most was A Bittersweet Season by Jane Gross.
It was about a well-known journalist who describes the story of her dealing with her elderly mother and her elderly mother's decline. And she talks about that along with a lot of very helpful and important information about the healthcare system for the elderly. And I think that one affected me a lot because I'm dealing with those issues. It affected everyone in the group, actually, because many of us are dealing with those issues.
Rushbrook often invites an expert guest who can contribute to the discussion. If not, toward the end of the evening, she'll play an interview with the author from YouTube. For their next book, the group is reading Partnering with Nature by Catriona McGregor, about how we can benefit from connecting with the natural world. For WKAR Public Media, this is Gretchen Millick.